Good morning and welcome to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour, the morning edition. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, and every Wednesday, we always dive into the world of the dairy industry with our leading man from Mission Dairy outside of Hereford, Texas, Mr. Mike Scouten. Mike, how are you doing today?
Bryce, I'm doing wonderful. It's great to have a little bit of moisture in the area. Had a good rainfall here at Mission Dairy. Got a little bit of frost on the pumpkins. And certainly won't complain about anything. Great for the wheat crop.
I couldn't agree with you more. I like this little cool moisture area or air right now. I love this little rain that we're getting. I know that a lot of crops need it out there. I know a lot of places we just need moisture in general. But to always start us off, Mike, you kick it off with some blocks and barrels. Mike, how'd that turn out for us this week?
Well, blocks and barrels are obviously reacting to some of the reports that we're going to talk about a little bit later on in this show. But what we saw was that block cheese closed at $2.04 per pound, and that was down 2 cents with no lots being traded. We saw that barrel cheese closed at $2.50 per pound, and that was down 5.5 cents with one lot being traded. So we are now at that point where a couple weeks ago, we saw that barrels were trading almost 20 to 25 cents ahead of blocks, but now they are at that normal 3.5 to 3 cent type spread between the lower than the block. So we're seeing normality come back to the market as far as those products go. Over on the butter, we saw a bit of a decrease, and some of that has to do with the cold storage report that we'll talk about here shortly. Butter closed at 3.15 and a quarter per pound, and that was down 3.75 cents with one lot being traded. Non-fat dry milk closed at $1.42 per pound, unchanged with no lots being traded. And then dry whey closed at 44 cents per pound, unchanged and no lots being traded.
Well, of course, it's been a while since we've talked about this report, but we've got the cold storage for the month of September. How did that pan out?
Well, as we talked about earlier, it was probably very bullish for the cheese and a little bit bearish on the butter. We saw that American-type cheese was down 0.1% year-over-year, but up 0.2% or 1.4 million pounds from the August numbers, and that compares to a five-year average that normally sees a month-to-month increase of about 600,000 pounds. So a bit up, but not tremendously up on the American-type cheese. But when we look at total other cheeses, cheddars, Havarti, mozzarella, all of them, they were up 2% year-over-year and down 2.5% or 15.3 million pounds from the August numbers. And that compares to a five-year average that normally sees a month-to-month increase of about 1.7 million pounds. So that is a 17 million pound swing in other cheeses being stored in cold storage. So obviously when you look at the total cheeses, they were up 0.8% year over year, but down 0.8% or 12 million pounds from the August numbers. And that compares to a five-year average that normally sees a month-to-month increase of 1.7 million pounds. So that tells us that the drawdown out of cold storage of processed cheese really was strong for the month of September, which bodes well, meaning that inventory is being pulled out of warehouses and going out into market shelves. So good to see that. Butter, a little bit more of an opposite story. We saw that it was down 17.6% year-over-year and down 4% or 11 million pounds from the August numbers, and that compares to a five-year average that normally sees that month-to-month decrease of about 22.5 million pounds. So butter didn't get drawn out of cold storage nearly as fast as cheese did for the month of September. Now, part of that has to do with the fact that we have an elevated price in butter, and that certainly the butter over $3 is going to slow down demand just slightly. But we're still at a low enough butter inventory to where we should be all right on that. And that is probably what will drive our Class 4 prices, as we talk about that a little bit later.
Well, it's been a while. It's one of our favorite reports to talk about. It's the milk production report, talking a little bit about those winners and losers. Mike, you got to tell us, who wins the Golden Milk Can Award, and who's the winners and losers of the month?
Well, we will start with the fact that it is a bit of a surprise, and we'll hold that off till the end, but as we usually do, we'll start with the losers. So we saw that Florida was down 12.9% year-over-year, losing 11,000 cows and 35 pounds per cow production. We saw that Illinois was down 1% and losing 2,000 cows. Indiana down 1%, losing 2,000 cows. We saw Michigan was down 1%, losing 11,000 cows. Ohio down 1%, losing 4,000 cows. Oregon down 1%, losing 8,000 cows. Pennsylvania down 0.1%, losing 5,000 cows. We saw that the state of Virginia was down 1%, losing 3,000 cows. The state of Washington was down 1.2%, losing 7,000 cows. So that kind of wraps it up on the losing side. When we look at the winners, we see that Arizona was up 3.2%, gaining 4,000 cows and 20 pounds per cow production. The number one dairy state, California, was up 0.5%, gaining 4,000 cows, but holding milk production fairly steady. Our neighbors to the northwest, Colorado, up 3.8%, gaining 7,000 cows and keeping milk production steady. Last month, Golden Milk Count Award winner, Georgia, was up 13.1%, gaining 10,000 cows and keeping milk production fairly steady. Idaho was up 2.4%, gaining 6,000 cows and 30 pounds per cow. Iowa was up 5.5%, gaining 12,000 cows. Kansas was up 4.3%, gaining 5,000 cows and 30 pounds per cow production. So outstanding effort to our neighbors to the north. Minnesota was up 0.5%, losing 8,000 cows, but getting 45 pounds per cow more production. The state of New York was up 2.2%, losing 3,000 cows, but gaining 55 pounds per cow production. South Dakota was up 14.9%, gaining 25,000 cows and losing 10 pounds per cow production. And then the number two dairy state, Wisconsin, was up 1%, losing 7,000 cows, but gaining 30 pounds per cow production. So that was an extremely hard way to get into the positive side, but they certainly did that. When we look at our states of local concern, we see that New Mexico was down 3.5%, losing 16,000 cows and gaining 40 pounds per cow production. But when we look at the state of Texas, we were up 8.5% year-over-year, but we gained 30,000 cows and 70 pounds production per cow in a year-over-year basis. So very strong milk production, also a very strong growth here in the state of Texas. But when we look at the Golden Milk Can Award, it is a percentage of gain year-over-year. And this month, in the month of September, South Dakota took the coveted Golden Milk Can Award back from the state of Georgia with that 14.9%. Again, Georgia coming in at a close second at 13.1%, and then Texas in at the third seat at 8.5%. So very exciting month when it comes to the Golden Milk Can Award.
Well, we kind of talk about this every once in a great while, but for those who maybe don't know, what does it mean when you're a winner and winning, you know, and the heads of cattle for dairy, or losing and losing that amount of cattle? What do those both mean for some of those who maybe are just now hearing this new report?
Well, it kind of gives you a good trend of what state production might be doing in the future. As you start to see losses in cattle numbers in a state, you'll see that milk production, the total milk production year over year, is going to be dropping off. And to give a very clear example, New Mexico this last year has been going through a bloodbath. The lack of rain, the lack of silages and feed and whatnot has made it very difficult for the producers in New Mexico to maintain a normal profitability, so therefore they start to lose cow numbers, and they've been on a steady downfall of cow numbers for at least the last year to year and a half. This particular month in September, though, and I believe in August as well, they've done a very good job of gaining milk production per cow to kind of slow down the loss of cow numbers. And when you look at, let's just say, a state like Georgia or South Dakota, where cow number gaining is very strong, that means total volume of milk for that state is also growing as well. And it's especially true here in the state of Texas, where we're looking at a large number of cows, and a 30,000 cow ad is quite large. But when you start also seeing that milk production per cow is up, then that just adds to that pile of milk. And of course, to have the milk in a state and have the ability to manufacture that milk is what makes Texas such a desirable market from a dairy production standpoint.
I couldn't agree with you more. And as always, we wrap things up talking a little bit about Class 3s and 4s. Mike, how did that pan out this week?
Well, Class 3s kind of reacted to the cold storage report. We're seeing that October is trading at a 21.77. We've got the November trading at a 20.93, December trading at 19.35. When we go into the first quarter, we've got January opening up Class 3 at 19.40 and finishing up in March at 19.71. When we go into the second quarter, pretty much straight across at 19.80. Over on the Class 4 side, still very strong class pricing in the earlier months. October trading at a 24.88. November trading at a 23.88, December trading at a 21.52. We've got first quarter of 2023 trading January at 21 and March at 20.75. And when we go into the second quarter, they are trading the entire quarter at about a 20.80. So in the near months, Class 4 very superior pricing to the Class 3. And as we get into the first two quarters of 2023, we see a little bit more convergence of price.
As always, Mike, thank you so much for coming out, talking a little bit about the dairy industry, all the reports, all the numbers, and what's going on with the dairy industry. Again, thank you so much for coming out.
Oh, my pleasure, Bryce. Thank you.
Well, that's it from us here at the KGNC Studios. Don't forget to check out our Facebook page, KGNC Agribusiness News. It's up and running. It's a great place to get all your information, what's going on in the agricultural industry. We're running some social media campaigns on there as well, so make sure you check them out. Like it, subscribe it, follow it. I know it's something a little different, but make sure you check them out. And, of course, our main page, KGNC News, Talk, and Sports, so make sure you catch that as well. But until our afternoon edition at 6 o'clock, I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, signing off. You have a great and blessed rest of your day.